السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. عمو أوتي أنتري محمد عكاوي معكم. I miss you guys. It's been a while. Today we don't have a guest. It's us. So الله يستر what we're going to talk about.
What are you talking about? We have so much
as
to talk about.
As if you have a structured conversation in your head of what we're going to talk about.
Never.
Exactly. So خلص يعني. I mean,
we kind of have a topic. But I'm here for it.
Honestly, I'm just enjoying this. The first show I do with the glasses, I feel it's a vibe. صراحة. After we did that panel in bread with everyone wearing glasses, you know what?
Yeah. I like it.
I feel it's a bit shady if you're wearing glasses in an indoor space. Means Allah yustur sayr ma'ak. But you know what? I'm here for it.
It used to be a thing and now I'm okay with it. You know? I don't mind it at all.
That's why I like it though, because it's shady.
I'm shady.
Yo, check it out.
A
whole new generation of young people today who belong nowhere.
But I prefer to be an outcast.
During culture. The concept of the Dukan is the corner shop or the top shop.
We are live outside. Hey, yo, what's up, people?
What up, nation?
It's a revolution of expression.
You tuned into the Dukan show. Stay tuned in.
Arab digital generation is shaping their identity, their creative expression, and their future. So please give a very warm welcome.
The Dukan.
What is going on? How y'all feeling?
Welcome to your tribe.
All right, yo, and
wallah,
we are
live. I feel
live.
This is a vibe, sarahatan.
You look beautiful.
You know, what? Wallah, Oti, after we did that bread panel with glasses, I feel I don't want to be anywhere without glasses.
Yo, you look great.
You do look great.
But I don't know, just, like if you're in a closed space with glasses,
and
like,
with the
it's
fear
shady,
of God.
You know? Yeah,
like,
fear of God.
We got an influencer model, like the whole nine years.
Ooh. Nah, bro, I'm an athlete.
Ooh. You're gonna question this?
Future runner.
He's an athlete.
Explain your reaction,
just
please.
I'll tell you, my reaction. Reem is jealous because what I'm doing has a label. She doesn't know what she needs to label it. Like, am I an animal flow athlete? Wait, is that a thing?
First
she needs
all,
to find the label. Reem, if Reem doesn't find the label, this is where she gets a bit edgy.
You're right.
Should I just call
edge.
It like a trap athlete? Wait, that sounds
trap
weird.
Athlete.
That sounds illegal. Trap athlete. You know.
Listen. Let me explain why I laughed.
Please.
Because he said I'm not an influencer. I'm an athlete. But okay.
Yo, by the way. I put that on a shirt.
No. I just want to say I'm not
well, there's a lot of stuff we say that like it's like not every Korean is Chang. No, that's fire merch, bro. That's fire.
I'm not disputing that he's not an athlete, but I'm not disputing that he's an influencer, but he's the kind of athlete that records everything he does.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
Posts
Alhamdulillah.
Everything he does.
Said the person that did 30 videos in 30 days.
Seriously.
Every single day.
That's called discipline. I don't
no,
know
no,
what you
know
what you what you
creating content is discipline. Yeah, that's what you're gonna do.
What you've described as purpose. I'm talking about discipline.
The difference between the content you film and he films, he's waiting to have his own athletic docuseries that tells the story of this guy
made by himself using his
okay.
own Instagram.
But
why do you use different people's Instagram made by
yes,
someone
you
know, else? You just
the
press
thing.
The posting button.
Not
understand.
Everybody, not everybody has that dude that followed Kanye for like 20 years to have enough B-rolls.
That's cool. That's what
he's
you
accounting
need.
For
that's
his
what
B-rolls.
You need. That's
but
what
you know
need.
What? You know, there's something that we don't appreciate. I know Inta
yeah.
is that. Reem is that dude that followed Reem. The amount of footage that Reem has of the both of us and herself.
Right.
Allah
no,
I have
I
so
and
much
and we don't
footage.
Appreciate it or we give her the stink eye every time
no,
her phone is out.
No, but I'll use it.
Well, Allah, you will.
You have not seen what
trust
the footage
me,
looks
on
like.
Your 75th birthday, there will be a small docuseries
no,
made by Reem.
I do not want to watch
edited
that.
By Rakan. Rakan, I love you. Remember
Rakan,
that I said this.
You.
Okay? That's going to be aired on your 75th
I'm
birthday.
I'm telling you, you are going to be so grateful
I'm
for all
the
stuff
this.
That I have. And I'll tell you why. Because I don't record like things with the intention of posting it. I record things with the intention of sharing it internally.
No.
So I have internal
no
videos only.
Lies.
What do you mean?
We're not going to turn the Dukan show into a house of
hold
lies.
On, hold, hold on, hold on. You're
I've
saying that I post the stuff?
No, not for postings. Let me tell you. I have seen the content that Reem films. Right,
okay.
And I have also had a conversation with Reem about this before offline.
Why
so
did you have a conversation about it?
It came up in a conversation as a topic.
He's
now,
gonna. This is this. You know what?
But
this
like,
is
what we
you?
Covered.
No.
It doesn't.
This is how fake news is made. Continue.
You're turning this show into a show of fake news and lies.
Tell us, let's
right?
the
man.
Let me finish.
Fadda.
Thank you. Let me land, bro. So anyway, Reem, there are two issues with Reem's content. One is the angle.
But that's because
pointing
of height.
Upwards. It's exactly.
Adi.
Yeah. Right?
And two,
it's a low budget production. It's
a low
budget production.
We're gonna let that one slide. We're gonna accept
okay,
it,
so
and we're gonna let that one slide, right?
Not even a
the
point
reason,
worth making.
So the that's just for entertainment's sake and for the laugh. But the real point that we're trying to make is that Reem even said it. she films things that make her laugh.
Yes, exactly.
So they're all embarrassing moments. They're all dumb shit things we've done. What Reem actually has is a blackmail folder.
You're right, but you know what? This comes with the free content that she, because she also what's it called? She also takes content of championship moments.
Yes, I do.
You know what I mean?
I do.
Those she posts. Where? Now I'm with you. We are worried yeah. about the content that is in the bank.
And you should yes. be concerned
but
about what's in the vault.
But that's why we said it's the 75th birthday YOT, because it's a lot of these things… No, it's too late. One, it's too late. Two, some
caring.
Of the things that said will probably cancel us. If we get canceled at 75, Salahtan, I'm probably
going to
be on a beach chilling
so
or running somewhere.
Yeah. I agree with all of this actually.
You know,
yeah.
But no, she does… Like to give her a credit, like
Thank
sometimes
you.
When she sees moments we're in, she still takes out the phone. If she didn't, this is where we have all… the opportunity to like bash her out.
I
like,
agree.
Reem, what you're doing is wrong. You can't just take footage of when it's an embarrassing moment.
No,
but
no.
Because
yeah. I do. I
think it's like you pay. It's like you're paying for it.
Yeah.
Through the embarrassment.
I'm front row center for all of your championship moments. If I'm not recording you, I guess you don't have championship moments, and that's something we need to work on
wow.
together. But
she
I can't. He has championship moments.
She went there. Oh.
I am so excited for it. Listen, I one of the things that I have of us so much footage is I will pull my phone out when we're eating dinner or all of us are together, and I'll just do a spin around. Whatever's like one round of what's happening, and a collection of those moments of us eating together and chilling together. When you're 90, you are going to be so grateful you have that.
Oh, that collection is great.
Yeah,
that I'm here for. But
then the other ones,
like, you know,
are
when I'm 204 years old in the metaverse, I'd
like
2% to see us when we were in our 30s.
Right?
So
yeah, I agree.
And
I agree.
And that's just like 2% of everything you film. I think you should film more of those and less.
Listen,
but that's on us to do more,
you.
Bro.
You guys need to do more. You need to
more
be better.
Meals? You need to eat more.
You need
about
to
meals
just
or championship moments?
No, just
okay.
be better. Be better.
No, the championship moments
better.
Are there. I'm not worried about the championship moments.
Yeah.
Just do better.
It's the
just
things that
be
we
better.
Don't want the public to see.
Listen, you guys are talking as though there's so much stuff that you don't want. You guys are like, don't live that.
Reem
your lives
like
are not that ratchet. Like, I'm just going to be honest. Your lives are not. You guys are pretty disciplined. Your routine is pretty set. There's only like an offshoot sometimes when you like wild out.
And
then I'll document
it.
That. You make it sound like
Listen,
when the Habitu. Cameras are off, you guys are like wilding out. You're not.
Let me make
not.
This clear.
Go
I'm
with your
glasses.
I'm not
afraid of the content that you have on me. You want to go to the world?
Sounds… I'm not doing it to fearmonger. I just
you
like
are.
Having things in the vault. That's all.
Wow.
If you're worried vault. About what you've done…
I ain't worried.
That's not on me.
I ain't worried. You do you.
That's not on
you
me.
You publish whatever you want to publish.
Exactly.
You know
exactly.
I mean?
That's
you know,
what I'm saying.
I applaud your bravery.
Yeah. OT always has
but
something to hide from
But I also feel like you have no idea
it.
What's in there.
No.
Bro.
He knows what he's done.
Better do her.
He knows what he's done. Let me do me. Let me land. I'm a peacock. Peacock. Let me fly. Just let me
None
fly.
None of those points have anything to do with each other.
What do you mean? Let's just roll with it.
Peacocks don't fly.
Oh, you didn't know?
Two.
This is where you press the button, bro.
This is where
bro.
You press the button. He's too busy. He's too busy now.
I'm just… I need to…
He's triggered. You triggered OT.
Yeah,
you triggered
right now, you know?
And we were worried what we were going to talk about. Reem, you triggered OT.
Peacocking is about you flexing your greatness.
Yeah.
Is peacocking a word?
Yeah. It's a verb.
It's a verb? Peacocking.
Yes. From, you know… Showing the tail to attract male peacocks.
Yes.
Flex their tail to attract females, right? And then it became a term for… You know, dressing up, looking great to attract attention around you, peacocking.
Or puffing up your chest.
So if you guys want dating advice growing up, National Geographic is a great portal.
Pretty much.
That bird.
Pretty
that
much.
Bird.
Yeah. You know?
That one bird.
So that has nothing to do with Reem's content that she's been filming.
Just let my content go, bro. Let it go.
Welcome to Reem's Plains.
Oh, you didn't know? A peacock is an animal that the male peacock is actually… brightly decorated, and the female peacock. He just lowered my. He turned on my mic. The female peacock is gray and boring and lame. Mm. So when we say, "I'm a peacock, let me fly," that actually comes from the movie with Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell.
That's a good one.
Yeah, and that's where this whole thing comes about, because you peacocks don't fly, but the greatest might. Because they're so bright and whatever. Taking to new places.
Mashallah.
Yeah. So, I'm a peacock. Let me fly, OT.
That should be…
this is it.
That should be
Another
the tagline on a shirt for your run club.
Oh, can we talk about your run club, please?
Yes, we can. I think by the time people hear or watch this, the announcement video would be live.
Yes. So, let's do it.
I'm excited.
Let's do it. What is your run club? What are you doing and why are you doing it?
What are you doing it for?
It's not a run club. So
good start.
It's not a run club.
I love it.
I don't know where she got run club.
I love it.
He said run club. I ran with it.
It's fine. But I'll tell you why you probably sparked with all the energy. So Stefan Mutter from the Forever Student. If you guys have heard his last podcast,
check out his show. We're going to add it to the link. And that episode with Akawi specifically.
So I interviewed him for his… So Stefan went and did 100K.
100K
ultra marathon
in Italy. So when he came back and I interviewed him, it's a beautiful hour and 60 minutes. Seriously, whoever has the time and would want to, just go ahead and listen to it.
Make the time. It's worth your time. Listen to Forever Student.
Listen to Ammo Otitani. Yeah. So I told him what's next. And he said he wants to do something locally. And he wants to do 7 ultra. So an ultra marathon is anything above 42 kilometers. So he wants to do 50. 7 50-kilometer ultra marathons in 7 days, 1 day per emirate.
So 7 50 ultra marathons in 7 days. So an emirate per day.
Yeah.
And how many are there of you running?
So I don't know. I heard them say that and I told them, you know, it escalated. So I was like, you know what, Stefan? I'm going to do one.
You're going to do 1 day?
I was going to do 1 marathon. And then 19 minutes later, I saw him downstairs again. I'm like, you know what, Stefan? And because of some of the inspirational stuff and some of the things that he said throughout the interview that we did, which you should go listen to, I'm like, you know what? I would like to go through the journey of all 7. It's not just about doing all 7. It's the journey that leads you to all 7. So we're doing 7 ultra 50s, 7 days, 7 emirates in February.
Wow. Okay. So I have a question that's burning.
Before you get into it, it's 7 races, 7 emirates,
excuse me,
7 ultras, right? Yes. Technically, that's the math. Because I'm excited for your question.
Please. No. I just… the average person doesn't know how long an average 50K or 42K would take. Like people don't… Ultramarathons are not common knowledge.
Yeah. So it depends, Saraf. You're going to ask me how long it would take. Saratan, it depends. Because I'll tell you an example. So we found these two guys in… I think it was Singapore. They did 50 kilometer runs in 50 days.
So they did an ultramarathon… So 50 kilometers every day. So how did they do that?
Every day for 50 days. And the funny thing is that on the first day, they finished the first one, I think it was in like 7 hours.
Okay.
Something. The last one, they finished it in 4.5.
How did they shave their time off?
So
it got quicker.
So that when we looked at their times per day, some days they were under 7, some days they were back to 7, some days they were 5. But then the last one, the last 50, they did it in 4 hours and something.
Wow.
No, so apparently that is the average. The fastest was done in 2 hours and 29 minutes. The average is 4 hours and 31 minutes.
So for us, it's not about finishing in quick. It's about finishing in a way where there's a science behind what we're doing.
Okay.
Because you're doing 7 in a row. Of course, there's people that did 50 and what.
Yeah.
So there's a science in terms of… running in a pace where you're staying in a zone 2, which is like a whole thing with your heart rate. So you stay in a zone 2 in running, like you can always track it on your watch or Whoop or Garmin, whatever you're using, but it's where you can run in a good pace, but you can still talk and you don't lose breath.
Right. That's so you're not like beasting it all the way through. No. You're pacing it well.
So we're still sitting down with our coach from BR Performance, Joao, and also some of our strength coaches to see like, what are we running it in like 8 minutes per kilometer, 7 minutes per kilometer, in terms of exertion, in terms of, because we're probably going to do it in the morning and then recover the whole day and then wake up again and do another 50.
Correct. Okay.
So yeah, it's super exciting. What we're doing is that people that want to run one, we're also going to open it up for people that just want to come and do their first ultra, whether if it's in Abu Dhabi, Fujairah, Ras Al Khaimah, Dubai, Ajman, Umm Al Quwain. So you're all more than welcome.
That's amazing.
Hopefully 2 of them or maybe 1 of them we're still checking will be a trail run.
Okay.
So it's going to be… Like trail running is like, it's like hiking, but you're running. Maybe it's going to be in Fujairah or Ras Al Khaimah. So we're still planning the routes. But yeah, it's happening in February. And we started the journey from now, 9 months before.
Here we go.
We're here for… Reem, you want to tell them what we're going to be doing?
OT and I. OT so and I,
that's
we're
another
all
experience.
In.
That's
First
another
of all,
experience.
We're all in. We are so proud of this.
Reem is cutting oranges already.
Straight up. I'm already starting to… I'm growing oranges from now. I planted a tree in the name in honor of these guys. But so what OT and I are going to do, we're going to get what's called… Canadians call a Winnebago. A Winnebago that is going to be driving alongside them because they made the decision to suffer. I don't have to suffer.
You Winnebago. a Winnebago.
So yeah. OT and I are gonna we're gonna rent a Winnebago. We're gonna drive alongside them. We're gonna give them refreshments, and then we're gonna put a sign with motivational speeches.
We're gonna brand it. We're gonna brand our Winnebago. Yeah.
So we're also working for a charity for this because one of the causes, or the main cause actually, is because we're looking for we're still gonna finalize it, but we're looking for. Charities that work with refugees.
Yeah.
Because where we are very privileged and honored to want to run, there are people that have to run for their lives or have to run away. So that's kind of the main cause we're doing this. And then each and every person that's doing this from us has their own also like personal why and cause, because that was also one of the main things that our coach came and sat us down and gave us the talk.
Oh, what was the talk like? Because first of all, Joao, their coach, is fantastic.
He's
so renowned. UAE 10,
which is like, I don't know, like a 30 or 40 something kilometer swim. The next day you do Jabal Hafit like 10 times. The third day it's like a 400 kilometer kind of. Wow. I probably butchered the numbers, so I apologize. Go Google it and check.
but
like it's that intense.
Yeah. You know so, and BR Performance. Tell us about BR Performance and
so
what
BR
they do.
BR Performance is located in DIFC. So they have a community of triathletes, professional athletes, or people that just want to go and train to be better. And the coaches that are there are renowned Olympians, Ironmans. Like now Joao is looking into getting into Kona, which is the toughest Ironman to date, which happens in Hawaii. So these are the kind of people that train you, inspire you, and really put you in that mindset as well. So it's not just physical, it's also mental.
So he sits down with
game,
you?
Yeah, because the mental game is a whole other ballpark. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So
one of the main takeaways that we took, he's like, he's like, I don't doubt that you guys won't finish. I don't doubt that you guys aren't here for the training, because he knows us individually. He knows our mindsets. And like literally, he knows that even if someone's injured, they're going to crawl to finish this just because of like the mindset or like just pride or whatever it is. But the main thing he said is that you really need to know your purpose, why you're doing this. If you don't find it, if you can't find it, because that's the thing that's going to take you there. Because it's not about finishing. It's about doing 7 in a row.
Right.
And like we said, there are people that did 50. There are people that do runs, ultra marathons there that are 350 kilometers. So what we're doing is a first in doing 7 and 7 hours. But there are great athletes around the world that have done much
more. There's what was his name? There's a famous one. I think it's like the ultra cowboy, or they call him the ultra marathon cowboy. Something like that in the U.S., he did 50 states, 50 ultras, 50 days.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and they're all like the 100
there's even
plus.
Some people, like you have Marcus Smith that in 30 by 30, he did 30 marathons in 30 days.
Yeah.
You have someone that did, I might have butchered the numbers. He either did 50 every day for 50 Ironmans, or 100 Ironmans every day for 50 days or 100 days. Like there are people that do these things.
Yeah.
It's uncommon. This is a term that I learned from Sonny. I was using. It's uncommon.
It is. It is uncommon. And the truth of it is that I'm looking at the roster of the runners. There's 6 of you, which is
the numbers.
We've recruited an imaginary one just for people with OCD like you. So Diego is our 7th runner.
Okay.
Go Diego.
Thank God. Awesome.
I don't know who Diego is.
He's an imaginary runner. Just so people write cream that are like, oh my God, you're 6, but it's 7. We need the 7th. It's Diego.
Diego is the 7th. I'm very grateful he exists. And
until someone comes and takes Diego's spot.
Here's the thing. Come and take Diego's spot. The truth is that what Akawi said right now is really profound, actually.
Is.
Which is, it isn't about the physical. What's going to take you there
is take it to the
your
finish
purpose.
Line.
And I think we've seen that time and time again in our lives. It isn't about the physical anxiety or the pain that we go through. It actually is, you have to find your North Star. That's why you're running. What is your purpose, Akawi?
So my purpose, and I said this to Stefan, I told him that throughout all my life, whether it was in sports, business, school, whatever, I was always on a sprint.
Yeah, yeah.
I just want to like find the solution, or like what's the plan that's going to get us there. It's always in a sprint, whether personally or business or whatever it is. And I think doing this, it's going to teach me how to… calm down.
Yeah.
And do the much longer route.
To pace yourself.
And pace myself. Because like you're talking about running by yourself for 6 hours. And you're talking about training for something 9 months from now.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I've already… The second I told Stefan, yes, the 5 minutes later, I'm like, Stefan, yolo, what's the training plan? Who are we doing?
Yeah,
like, just started, you know? And I realized that that's me again. So yeah, that's my purpose. That's my internal. When I sat down with the board internally, this is the KPI.
I think that's wonderful. No, it's. Yeah. I think it's
but
great.
It's correct.
And so you're basically putting in a full work week of running. Because that's seven, like that's basically going to take you 7 to 8 hours. So while people are doing their 9 to 5, you guys are so running.
It's amazing. No, because like especially listening to that episode, like honestly, I know we joked about it a few times, but for everybody that's watching, like truly listen to that episode. The interview at Cowie conducted with Stefan on his show about the ultra marathon was, to me, was just one of those moments. It was just a great, profound piece because like, I've been toying with the idea for years of like, what am I training for? What am I doing this for? Like, I never set like, here's a physical goal or something I'd like to accomplish physically other than what I'm like hitting personal bests every other month in the gym, you know? And Stefan said something interesting where he was talking about, and here's a little glimpse. He was talking about his setting a goal 12 months from now or setting a goal 6 months from now, something far enough that you need to work for the entire duration.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know? So it's not something like, I'm going to go to the gym today and I'm going to like beast through it. No. You're going to have to pace yourself to work for that.
Yeah. And so, it's also challenging your ego because sometimes if it's like a three month goal or a 6 month goal, your ego is going to tell you, you're ready, go do it right now.
Correct.
You right. Know what I mean? That's right.
Other, yeah. And that's the thing. Like it was just when he spoke about that and I loved that interaction you guys had because it had me really thinking of like, well, what would I want to kind of hit in a 12-month period? Like, what is something I want to compete in? I don't have an answer today. I have options that I've looked at. Things like the Transplant Games and different things like that. But I'm like, I don't know, dude. I just want to compete with post-transplant. I'm like, no. I want to compete with like an average athlete. You know, like somebody who's competing for whatever. So now I'm going through that journey myself of, okay, what is it that I want to compete for? What is my purpose and why do I want to compete? Like, I'm sort of developing and going through the discovery of figuring out what it is I'm going to compete in.
Well, I think…
And I love it.
I think that's important for you.
It is. It's a beautiful journey. So yeah. I only know that from the 10K I did, but it's that journey to it, even though it was like a month.
Yeah.
And even though, like, again, in the middle of that, I'm like, wait, I think I can do it. Let me just go run it. Like,
yeah, no. You did think you were going to do it.
And the feeling afterwards was… Beautiful.
Yeah.
Even though I couldn't find Reem and Hannah.
First of all, Hannah and I were ready
saw,
with…
They saw His Highness say, I'm Hannah. And I just lost them and I didn't have my phone. But it's
first
fine.
Of all, we can tell the story very quickly. At Cowie, I was running the 10K. We were on it. We were there.
There's signs. There was everything.
We made signs. Hannah made signs. Hannah and I met up. We were at the finish line. And Akawi wasn't running with his phone. So he was just running. And then His Highness Sheikh Hamdan showed up. So of course we took a look and we were watching and we were celebrating him. Akawi ran past the finish line. No one celebrated
finished the record
him.
Time. They didn't find anyone to tell.
Wow. He finished the record time and then called us from some random lady's
no
phone.
No one answered.
At Nomad downstairs.
No, I'll tell you what. This is so heartbreaking. This is a public service announcement to everyone hearing this. If you have your friends phone. If you have your friend's phone,
he's right,
and all of a sudden a number that is not saved calls, you know, if I called only once, I would tell them, you know what, you guys are right, it's my fault. Calls 3 to 4 times in less than 5 minutes, it means it's urgent.
You called 6 or 7 times.
Okay, I don't want to push
you. But hold
you
on.
Need to answer that phone.
Why did y'all not pick up?
We were talking and we were watching the finish line.
I'm done.
And we were
I'm
watching
so sorry
the
you went
line.
Through that, bro.
Like, we were watching the finish line.
Not gone
he
that.
Had crossed it, but we were waiting for
it. Where were you?
I was asleep. I was in the gym.
Support your friends as they do the things that are championship moments. You need to be a part of your friends.
At least y'all showed up
moments.
With a sign.
We did.
And
we did.
Yeah, I know. Alhamdulillah.
So we did.
Know? It was just funny. Because, you know, I finished and I'm like, I had that moment between me and myself and I'm like,
where's my fan base?
Where's my fan base? See, this is the thing. But as you guys train for the next, it's 9 months, right? You guys are training for the next 9 months. I'm already seeing how poetic this whole thing is. I just have to say, because Stefan runs the 100K and obviously we were a part of his journey. But it just goes to show you the caliber of people that you put around you. Success is contagious.
But
because now I'm watching you guys sort of become this like transformer of a team. Like I'm looking at your track stuff that you guys got up at like 5:30 to train yesterday or the day before.
We got there at 5:30.
They were there at 5:30. And like when you train, you have to be there ready to perform. It's not like you show up from the bar. You have to perform.
They got up as people were getting home.
Yeah.
And it's amazing because like I love seeing it. I love like people putting in the work. And I was talking to Daya earlier. She's a neurologist, right? Daya, the neurologist, doctor. And she was saying, apparently, according to some research, putting your body through something like that actually changes your brain.
Yeah, it does.
So for her, she actually wants to conduct tests on them. Like,
oh, that's so
doing
interesting.
Blood tests. Going through the whole, like a complete general health test for all of them and brain scans. And then before and then after to see the change and potentially writing a study on it. Like she's super invested in it.
That's wonderful.
And I thought that is amazing. And I'm like, we'll get Aboudi as a psychiatrist. We're like, yo, talk to these people. Well,
no, we're all crazy. Like I have his diagnosis.
We don't need to add more.
Yeah, but I think I love how people around us are also sort of getting involved now. Like, oh, we could add this to it. We could add that. And everybody's like adding their element or something that they can put forward to help, you know, they're benefiting from it, but also put out something that you guys can benefit from it as well. And it's just, the community is awesome. Like, I love seeing that.
Reem itself says she's just peeling oranges because she loves us.
Growing oranges and peeling oranges. I'm just going to be there. I'll tell you this right now. My heroes are my friends. That is the truth of it. Like when things get really tough, there have been moments where I'm like, listen, in my head, I'm like, if Manel can climb Everest, I can do this.
Right.
And I've actually said it in the last week. If Stefan can run 100K, I can do this. So like, I don't look at people I don't know for reference or whatever. I look at my life and like I say, these people, they did it. So I can do whatever the physical, mental, emotional. And I think that's why we work is because the reality is what you're about to do, it's not about the physical. It's about you being with yourself for 7 hours a day inside that amazing head of yours and really finding a new Akawi, right? That's what this whole thing is about. And I cannot wait. I'm so excited.
You're going to be a totally different person at the
end. Yeah. Stefan is not the same. He's not the same human being. When he left to Italy, he was different. And when he came back, he is a different human being. I cannot wait to see what your, like the camaraderie and the friendship and the moments. I'm so excited for all of it.
Yeah, I'm here as a bystander throughout the journey. And I'm here to drive the caravan.
Yeah,
and
make
the signs.
Winnebago!
We're getting a Winnebago, guys. Looking for a Winnebago sponsor.
With speakers, just like blasting music. Yeah, yeah. Like, you got this, you know, I'm just going to be that guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm here for this.
Yeah, I'm excited.
And then Reem's cutting oranges in the back.
It's going to be great. I'm over the moon. I'm proud. I just, we are the people that we hoped we wanted to show the world. And now more than ever, I stand behind that. My heroes are my friends.
For sure. As Ian says, we got us.
We got us.
Which
yeah.
I love. That's another line that should be on a shirt, Ian.
So an even more important topic.
Oh, here we
yay.
Go.
Let me set up for this.
Yay. Little T said yay. Yay.
It's been a while.
Let's go. Let's
Shataf
go.
Report, Reem Hamid. It's the Shataf Report. For those of you that are just tuning in, this is your first Shataf Report. The Shataf Report is a public service that Reem Hamid does by going and trying every single public bathroom in the area that she's in, whether if it's a mall, if it's Jumeirah, if it's Dera, if it's a restaurant, to get to the best Shataf in town. The way Reem Hamid, the way Reem Hamid rates the Shataf is one, the aesthetic of the Shataf, two, the pressure, three, the temperature.
Yes.
Four. What was four again?
The ambiance.
The ambiance. And you get
bonus if you get 3-ply toilet paper, which is still a unicorn in this city. We have not found 3-ply toilet paper.
Just yet. So you know, ambiance also means how far the bathroom is from your destination.
Yes, that's
so
true.
So without further ado, Ammo T, press the button. Reem Hamid.
I'm bringing it home today, the 25-hour hotel.
Ooh.
This could be good, this could be bad, but we
they're
bring
gonna
you
kick
the
us
truth.
Out of the hotel. Nah, right
nah, we bring you the truth. Here it is.
The truth.
The truth, as we see it. So the Shatafs across, I've been to many bathrooms, not the boys. I've been to the ladies.
Alhamdulillah.
You know, I believe that they're mirrored in this mirrored. Every Shataf is the black square metal one. So it's mid-range. It's not the worst shataf. It's not the best shataf. It's a good mid-range shataf. It's metal. So therefore, when you touch it, you know what the temperature of the water is going to be. Mm. Think about that. Think about that. There's an immediate tell, right? So the water temperature is cold. Nice. The water temperature is cold here. It is summertime. This is a good thing. It is a pleasurable experience.
Pressure.
The pressure is actually a bit too hard. You're not quite getting assaulted, but you're not quite. you're,
but that's how we.
It's a, but you are clean.
I'm gonna
but
go back
you,
to putting my glasses.
But you
hold
are
on.
Clean.
But that's the point. If we're clean.
No. This is you can be clean and not like injured.
Oh, you were injured?
Could be, you know. Mm. But it was I would say that's the pressure is, the pressure is just a little too much. You can lessen it, but I refuse to touch the I refuse.
You're supposed to walk in and it's perfect.
Exactly.
You're down to use every single public bathroom in the city. You refuse to touch the knot,
it's
the
not
knob
about
that, make, that fixes
a,
the pressure.
It's the principle, it's not the bacteria.
Okay. Principle. That's another shirt.
It's a principle,
not the bacteria.
Oh, yo, but I'm already going to sanitize.
Are you writing these things down, bro?
No. Like, no one's writing. There's so much.
Like, imagine rather than having create a new beginning on your shirt, you just have it's a principle, not the
bacteria.
Like, bro, write these
sounds
lines
like down. A good band.
You know?
Yo, okay, stay tuned for our Shopify account coming soon.
Yeah. Ambiance is eclectic. It's the ambiance here is eclectic. The tiles are dope. You know what is good? Nothing to do with the shataf. There is a complete ceiling to floor mirror in the women's washroom, which is so necessary when you're checking.
We got
like
that
on
in the men's too.
Yeah, oh, you do? Okay, dope. So the experience is eclectic. It fits the entire hotel. The toilet paper is 2-ply.
Yeah.
It's 2-ply. It is still not 3-ply, but it's better than 1-ply because that thing disintegrated when I used it.
So out of 5, Reem Hamid?
I give it on the principle of the ply alone, I give it a 4 because everything is there.
Okay.
And it is really hard to get cold water during the summer. It is summertime, guys. It's worth a point.
Summer.
You know? It's a four for me, ladies.
Like I'd give them a 5 just because we're in their podcast studio.
Well, I don't suck up to anybody.
Shout out 25.
Get 3-ply. You know? Get 3-ply toilet paper and you'll get a 5 from me.
Earn your 5-star
rating.
Earn the five.
Anyways, that was the Shataf report coming to you right from our home.
Ahlan wa sahlan. Hamid Akawi, anything before we close?
No, just really, guys, if you can, go listen to that episode. Not because I interviewed him, but he said a lot of great things.
Yeah.
If anyone wants to run their first 50, just watch our
slide
space.
In Akawi's DM.
Slide in my DMs, let me know. And hopefully when we announce it and we do the routes, you'll start seeing more of it around the city. And do things you're uncomfortable with. It's great.
Yes. Be Akawi. Be uncomfortable.
That's another show. Love it.
Yo, this episode is
I think this is the best way you've ever wrapped up the show.
Thank you.
This is a Ken show with quotables and t-shirt lines coming your way. Thank you for kicking it with us today. I hope you enjoyed listening to this week's episode as much as we enjoyed creating it for you. Please subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcast at to stay up to date with all our conversations. Also, if you don't mind, hit us with the 5-star rating, leave a comment, let us know how you feel about the show. That way, it could also help others find the show. And be sure to share it with your friends and family, whoever you think can benefit from it. You can holler at us on all social media platforms at The Can Show. We'd love to hear from you. Or you could drop us an email to hello@thecanmedia.com. Salam.